And hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray, and I was the one that Phil was referring to.
Yeah, Miss Gray, you doing okay?
I don't know, you know.
Margaret, you do sound like you've got a little bit of a cold there.
I don't know what happened. Frank and I went for a drive the other evening, and I had, you know, the top was down.
You should have. Did you take a rap?
I did take a rap. Excuse me, I did take a rap.
Yeah, what's a rap? Were you wrapped up?
No, bud, don't force me to come over there and kick your ass.
A rap, bud, is like a, what is it?
It's like a mink stole or something, like a coat.
Yeah, I'll take a rap because it's cold.
It was cold on the ocean, and I think that's what did it.
Well, Margaret, you don't sound like you're in any shape. As a matter of fact, because of that, folks, we are going to have a slightly shorter show today. Or maybe not, I don't know. Are you just...
No, I'm fine. I feel fine. It's just my throat is not exactly up to 100%.
You want me to get you some hot tea, Miss Gray, or something?
Bud, what are you... Why are you crying?
See, he's worried about you.
I am sort of worried about you.
Aren't you a sweet... Yes, if you wouldn't mind, get me some tea.
Right.
And then, hold on. Get me some tea. I'm sorry, Phil.
Go ahead.
Get me some tea and go to the store to get the tea, because the tea we have here is garbage, all right?
Okay. I mean,
we can send him out to the store.
Well, I just want to see if he'd do it, because...
Never mind. Just make some tea that's in there right now.
We have the Earl Grey.
Oh, I love the Earl Grey. I've never really... I don't really, but I know that it's a tea you're supposed to like.
What is that supposed to mean?
Never mind, General.
All right, just make the Earl Grey.
Who?
Not who. It's a tea.
Oh, God.
All right, so, yeah, you can hear Margaret. You sound a little rough around the edges.
Well, don't worry about it. Phyllis, just move on like professionals. Don't draw attention to it. Please don't draw attention to it.
All right. Ray, you want maybe a heating pad?
I would enjoy a heating pad.
Wait a minute. I thought we're not drawing attention to it.
Yeah, what was it? You need a heating pad? What else do you want? You want somebody to give you a neck rub like you wanted yesterday?
I didn't want a neck rub yesterday.
Oh, wait. Yesterday,
I'll do it. Yesterday, I was talking about someone putting ice on my, you know, on my,
Well, okay.
Well, don't use the Spanish, for God's sake.
I was going to say culo. No?
You know, you're a real pig.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute. You know full well she didn't want you to use the Spanish.
All right, I'll use the English. Ass.
I know you are, but what am I?
Ooh.
Well, that's right, General. You started it.
Ooh.
All right.
Call me an ass.
Ooh.
Pardon me.
Margaret, wait a minute.
Oh, pardon me.
You know, General.
Oh, don't give me that bullshit, you know, General. That, you know, all she wants to do is get people as angry as possible so then she can start, you know, to say, oh, you know, you hurt me. And everything.
You know what? I don't need this bullshit right now. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Goodbye.
What the hell is that?
Get some oil on it.
Look, Margaret. Open the freaking door up for her, will you?
Yes.
You open the door.
All right.
Sir, who closed it?
You did.
Well, you better get...
Margaret, you do sound really rancid. Your voice sounds wrecked and completely debilitated.
In other words, I'm sounding more like you.
Keep your mouth shut.
All right, so welcome to the show. You got the tea?
I have my tea, yes. I would like a heating pad. And no, I don't want a bucket of ice or a bag of ice on my culo. Fuck.
Well, I didn't say...
Yeah, you did. Why did you want that anyway?
I had a strained back, that's why.
Miss Gray, go out and get that.
But if you wouldn't mind, what I need more than anything else is for you to just, go and get...
Quit with the door, you're driving me ape with that goddamn thing.
Sorry.
But, get me the, hello?
Sorry, I gotta open it up again.
Keep him out.
Hey, ma'am.
All right, so welcome, folks, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, or what's left of it. Today we have Larry Grover.
What does that mean, what's left of it? Don't be so dramatic.
No, but that didn't sound good.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, it sounded fantastic. Today we have Larry Grover, and as I mentioned, because Margaret's voice is it's a little bit of a cold. You feel fine, though.
Yes, I feel fine, Phil. It's just that my throat is a little bit hoarse.
All right.
I went to sleep in a stable, and I woke up a little hoarse.
Oh, God.
You know what I ought to do?
You missed me. No, I didn't miss.
No, damn.
That's right. Bud, when are you going to shut up, man? That's the key there. What happened there? Okay. All right, so we have on the show today Larry Grover. Larry was going to be on yesterday, and he was going to talk about his fascination with Donald Trump. And the reason why I'm sort of pausing, wasn't Larry a big-time Ted Cruz fan?
Yeah, he wanted to vote for Ted Cruz. Actually, no, he was a Jeb Bush, you know?
Yeah, he wanted Rubio. And then,
wait a minute, he wanted Rand Paul.
Which guy was he going to vote for?
He was going to vote for Jeb Bush. Larry is not an arch Tea Party person, but I think he's getting that way.
Yeah, because he's into the whole Trump thing, right?
Oh, yeah, he thinks Trump is all that in a bag of, you know, in a bag of wee, a bag of woo-woo or whatever, you know.
You said doo-doo.
No, why would I say doo-doo? Who wants to eat that other than you?
Shut up!
He thinks Donald Trump is all that and Miller.
And Miller beer?
No, what's the round, brown stuff?
Turds.
Not turds, the stuff you eat in a movie theater.
Turds?
You know, I had to kick both your asses just to say I did.
You're talking about milk duds.
Yeah, right there. Give the man a cigar, milk duds. He thinks he's all that in a bag of dilt muds. I'm so tired now. I can't.
Milk duds.
All right, milk duds. Yes.
All right. So that's what Larry thinks he is.
No, he thinks. Oh man.
No, he thinks Trump is. God damn.
Hey, see this right hand? You remember when we saw Ali with a? You should have seen it, folks. We were watching the classic fight. Bud thought it was amazing. That Muhammad Ali was just tagging Chuck Webner with these lefts, right?
Yeah.
Well, watch this. My left is nowhere near as fast as his, and I bet you I could have you looking like Webner.
Shut up!
Oh, you look a little bit like Webner anyway.
Phil, I wouldn't be talking because if he looks like Webner, you look like Webner would look like now. Were Webner,
Look at that, Ali. See, Ali didn't fall down.
Yes, yeah, see, knocked him down.
Look at that. Webner knocked Ali down.
No, he didn't. He stepped on his shoe. Everybody's seen the replay, okay? Webner didn't tag him with any kind of a punch. He stepped on his shoe.
Well, that's a knockdown.
Okay, fine. Anyway, Larry Grover, then, if we have time, which it doesn't look like it now because everybody's running their yap and won't let me get to the business at hand, we will have Chris Norton live and direct from the premiere party for his new adult film, Boneyard.
For God's sake, it's called what?
It's called Boneyard. It's very tasteful. And
don't you dare make a joke out of that, bud.
I'm not. I swear to God, it's tasteful.
It's very tasteful, huh? Is that your official review?
No, I mean, Bud said he saw it. I wouldn't go see it. Because my aunt would kick my ass around the block for drill.
Yeah, but good for your aunt. Not that I've got anything against porn, necessarily, but anything with Norton in it has got to be some other world experience, man, I don't want to have anything to do with. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, Boneyard is a multi-layered approach.
Oh, get out of here, will you? Boneyard.
Oh, Phil, don't spit the name out like you're enjoying it.
Well, you know.
So that's the name of the movie, huh?
Yeah, and you're laughing about it, and you're thinking that it's bad, but I think Boneyard rates. It rates very on a Dickman scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best. Ding, ding. I give it a 9.
What is up with you, man?
Yeah, you sound like you need water.
Yeah, I think I do.
Go get yourself some water. Just when the general gets his voice straightened out, you're okay, right?
Yeah, well, that's all it takes. You've got it. You must stay hydrated. Margaret, you taught me that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It sounds to me like Bud may be coming down with something. Or if he hasn't come down with something, maybe he...
What?
Nothing.
Maybe he what?
Maybe he...
He went down on something. Whoa,
I didn't say that.
All right, let's get over to Bob Bacon, who has traffic for us now this morning on this glorious day here. We got some sun finally here on the beach in California. That June gloom crap, you know, that marine layer crap. No good. No. Bob, how's it looking for you?
All right, Bill, I'll tell you, we got a... We should talk about June gloom and the boom bloom. We're about here on the 5-5 freeway. It's 12-0 this morning because I got out of bed about 5 times, and I decided to get that flop down. And I got my flop out, and I flipped it right out there, man. I mean, I hung it out the aircraft and out there. The helicopter was flying around out there, banging around. Banged it on a telephone pole, hurts real bad. Now, moving up here on the 405, and I'll tell you something here on the 5 freeway this morning, they're doing the top traveling. and there's a traveling man. Love what I can. I turn around when I face you, man. And I hit the road, and I'm seeing my friends, when things get too crowded, Bob Bacon, top of the hero of the traffic. And this is Harvey Wireman with Newsbreak. I'm Harvey Wireman with Newsbreak. Okay. Confederate. God damn it, there's that word again.
Confederate.
Yeah, the Confederate flag will flee.
The word is fly, Harvey. This is ridiculous.
Hey, whoa. What are you all of a sudden, Pauline Kael? I'm doing what I gotta do, okay? You know what? I'm gonna kill a kid, Phil, I swear to God.
Now, okay, can I talk to little girl?
Yeah, the man on the radio.
Hello. Well, Baba.
Hi, honey. It's Phil Hendry.
Okay, that's what she thinks of you.
What was that?
That was a belch. You didn't understand. He did the man on the radio. Get a load of this. The man on the radio, honey.
Okay, Harvey, let's just get to the news.
Sorry. Whatever it's called, the flag and Sauta Karalia. Karalia. Is this about Adam Carolla?
What are you saying?
Who is the guy on the podcast?
Adam Carolla.
Well, what's the state?
South Carolina.
All right, I got it.
Hey, Apala.
Hey, look, let me tell you, Denise, get in here. Hold on for a minute, Phil. Denise, honey.
Who's that?
I speak baby now, because I've been around this kid. I speak baby, and she just told me to park it deep and sideways until I get a trickle of blood. What do you think of that?
I just said...
Oh, my God. My own daughter thinks I need to go in for testing for Alzheimer's. You know,
Well, you know something, Harvey? That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Oh, yeah, is that right? And why do you say that?
You think you speak baby, huh?
Hey, let me tell you something, pal. You were in the Army, and you were an officer. Don't you know when someone's telling you to park it?
Yeah, when a guy that's 18 years of age or older is a three-year-old, I don't speak baby.
Well, I think you ought to start, because the people in the military should be...
Oh, I get it. Yeah, we should be speaking the language of potential enemies.
Yes. Yes, okay, I said it. Yes.
Oh, Dad.
Look, at Denise, honey, just go back in the kitchen and do whatever you're doing every morning, which ain't much.
Filled out.
You're going to fill out. You already are filling. All right. So the Carolina flag, I mean the
It is called the Confederate flag, Harvey.
Hey, what's wrong with you?
I have a little bit of a cold.
All right, you sound all, Harvey. You know.
Well, then, I take that as a compliment.
You curve her voice, Phil.
Okay, Harvey, we get it. Now just...
You know what? All of you people can park it right straight up my ass, okay? And then make sure you got your claim ticket when you come to get it. Fuck.
Hey, honey, it's Phil Hendry.
Put the phone down. I'm trying to hang the phone. Is that you, Hendry?
Yes, it's me. What are you getting your feelings hurt for?
Well, you're talking to me about... I don't know. I got my feelings hurt. Something you said. I forget what it was.
Okay, well, anyway, thanks so much for the news.
All right, so you got it about the Adam Carolla flag or whatever the hell it is.
All right, so that's Harvey Wireman.
The Adam Carolla flag. You know, his granddaughter said what?
That's his daughter.
His daughter thinks he should go in for Alzheimer's. I don't think he needs Alzheimer's testing. I think he's just got a very bad temper. And he allows that, you know.
God, it's great. Your voice sounds bad.
I know it sounds bad. He allows that to color his judgment. Now, where is this Grover?
Larry Grover will be up in just a moment, Margaret, okay? If it's all the same to you, if you don't mind, I'm going to...
All right, but I'm very, very anxious to meet with this man and talk turkey, because I think...
You don't like Trump, huh?
No, I don't like Trump.
All right, well, we will talk with Larry Grover here in just a moment on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. First of all, though, let me tell you about our good friends at DraftKings. Woo! Yeah! Larry Grover joining us here from beautiful Bishop, California, where he is... Larry is actually on a fishing vacation with his mom, and it's... Larry, I got to tell you something. I'm glad to hear that you're relaxing.
Well, Phil, Bishop, California is one of the beautiful, beautiful spots for brown trout fishing, and that's exactly what's going on here. As Mother and I decided, when my father passed on, he said, would you please, Larry... take your mother a couple of times a year to a very favorite spot of ours. We're here at the Zamfara Lodge is here in Bishop, doing some brown trout fishing starting tomorrow.
You're out near the river right now, huh?
Absolutely. And
Hey, Larry, did you just want to add to? No, I'm not criticizing.
No, not much. Every time I'm on your show...
No. When you said abs, I'm wondering, is it cold? Because she's got a little bit of a cold.
Oh, you do, Ms. Graham. Hope you're feeling all right.
Larry, I'll be fine. I just want to make sure that you're enjoying yourself. And we do want to talk, though, about this sudden affection you have for Donald Trump.
Well, hold the phone here. Mother's here, and I know there's no way I can keep her off the phone. What do you want to say?
Margaret, this is Gloria Glover. How are you?
I'm fine. Your name is Grover, darling, not Glover.
No, I know what my name is, and if I want to say Glover, you know...
Well, is it Glover or Glover?
It would be Glover, but it's Grover, but I would if I was to use an L.
So you'd be Gloria Glover?
Yes.
Well, what would that make Larry?
Well, Larry would be Larry Glover, right?
I don't want to be Larry Glover, I told you. Why do you want to do that?
I'm thinking of changing the family name to Glover.
Why?
I just like it. That all right with you?
Okay, give the phone back to Larry, please.
Well, Phil...
Give the phone back to Larry, please.
Mother, what's wrong?
What is wrong is your mother is... She's starting to piss me off almost as much as she pisses you off.
Well, now, Phil, let's not be too hasty. That is mother, after all. And
look, Larry, you know, keep your mother as gloriously wonderful as Gloria is. You know, you're going to see something else.
What did you just do? It looked like you were going to throw up, Dickman.
Yeah, what was that, man? You were going to say something. You said, keep your glue.
It did sound as if you were going to say, keep your the gluttonous ghoul of a mother that you have.
What are you talking about? I never went anywhere near that sentiment. I'll have you know.
Well, what did you say?
Wait a minute. The general said, basically, keep your mother, Gloria, off the phone.
Well, I'd like...
No. We're going to get into what it is we're going to talk about. Look, you're relaxing. You're having a good time up there. Have you caught any fish?
Well, not yet, but I will. And, Larry, you... Mother,
Larry hasn't caught any fish, except the trouser trout.
And mother, what... God damn it!
Oh, my God, he used the Larry's name.
Well, Gloria, that's what I'm talking about, you know?
Darling, don't say your own son was catching the trouser trout, you know?
Well, you seem to think he... Shit.
Okay, can I have the phone?
Was that your... Did your mother just use the S word?
Mother, but everybody heard you say S.
I don't care, Larry. Larry, did you or did you not catch the trout?
I didn't catch any trouser trout. it's funny, huh?
No, it isn't. It's actually pretty weird.
I love my mother, and she's a wonderful woman, but she's got a crude, foul sense of humor. It's disgusting in ways that I haven't even begun to imagine. And
all right, okay, look, can we get off that, all right? Your mother talking about trouser trout really gives me the willies.
What, are you afraid she's going to... You afraid she's going to try to gaff yours? How about that?
Oh, Larry, that's hysterical.
Yeah!
Yeah, just watch what you're laughing at.
Anyway, I'm sorry. You have the phone, Mother.
All right, Larry. No, enough with the brown trout, Dan.
Give me the phone, would you, please, Mother? Don't do that.
All right, and enough with the trouser trout.
Well, I tried not to say it.
Yeah, but she grabbed the phone and said it anyway. So, folks, we're going to be... I got to take another break.
What do you mean you got to take a break? You just got him on the phone.
Because you guys are fucking around. That's why.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Phil, are you all right?
No, I'm fine, man. I'm just trying to get to the... We have to take another break. We're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover.
God. Well, what's with you?
Phil, you're getting a little...
No, guys, don't sidetrack me so much, okay? I mean, I enjoy listening to your observations, and it's all just so marvelously bitchin', but just don't damn well sidetrack my ass, okay? We're going to be right back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Come on, Phil! And we're going to have... Larry Grover, maybe we'll have Chris Norton. What kind of time are we looking at here, bud?
I don't know. Yeah, we may be able to.
World famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
This is General Kalen Shaw reminding you that if you don't have a subscription to the world famous Phil Hendry Show, then you're dumber than you look. Friend, a subscription to the greatest radio show and the greatest podcast that man has ever created can be yours at a very reasonable rate. Why, you can get the full all-access pass which enables you to see the video cast as well as listen to the audio. Or, if you just aren't making that much of a dent in life these days, if you really gotta go the cheap route, get yourself the audio-only pass. But get one or the other and quit bothering me.
Now the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com.
All right. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you like playing that rock and roll music so you can go, yeah.
What?
Well, you know what I mean.
I know what the general is saying, Phil. Sometimes I think that you love playing the, what is it, Bud?
Yeah, I call it heavy metal.
Yes, the heavy metal, because you can go, yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's why. That's so I can go, yeah.
Well, I can't do much, because you sound like, yeah, here comes, yeah, hey.
You know, you guys, you sound like the mumble ward at a psych bin. You know that?
Hey, wait a second, Henry. You're the guy going, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And you're the guys trying to explain how that's weird. And the four of you together, I swear to God, if I was in with you, I'd have to take the keys with me just so I could get out.
What?
What's that mean, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, just think about that.
Wait a sec. You think we're nuts and you are the doctor and you have the key. Yeah, sure.
Phil, I will not be privy. I will not be party. I will not be.
Sit down, Miss Gray. You think you're overheating. I think you got a fever.
Thank you, Bud.
Here, take this ice and put it on your culo.
Oh, you dirty...
You are dirty! God damn it, man. I don't get away with this.
You deserve that, man.
Put it on my culo.
You're the one.
Well, you know, why don't you take the ice and cool off the culo? Huh? Hey? Oh, fuck. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's not funny.
No, that wasn't funny. All right.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so Larry Grover with us from Bishop, California. Larry, let's talk about Donald Trump, okay?
I'd love to, Phil. That's why I'm on the program tonight.
Donald Trump is your guy. You're going Trump, huh?
I'm going full Trump. I'm, as I said to the conservatives of Kern County at the meeting, and I said this is going to be our watchword. As we head into 2016, let's blow the trumpet for Trump. And before you guys get in your filthy jokes, as I know you will, I want to say...
Wait. Why would you say that?
Can I finish a point, please?
No, Larry, you're not allowed to say your filthy jokes.
All right, you guys, if I said blow the trumpet for Trump, at least one of you is going to say, oh, blow Trump, because that's what you do, Larry. No, they do it.
Well, Larry, we didn't do it, did we?
No, not yet.
Okay, then why don't you just give us the benefit of the doubt and allow us to not say it, and maybe we won't.
You're prejudicial about it.
What? I'm prejudicial, you mean?
Yes, exactly. That's what you're being, prejudicial. Oh, my throat.
Yeah, Margaret, you don't sound good. If I were you, I better not say it.
You were going to say I should... I'm going to have to take it out on Bud.
Well, better him than me.
Come here, Bud.
I didn't do anything!
Yeah, man, you fucking...
Why did you call me Dickman?
Would you people knock it off? So anyway, what about Trump?
What about Trump? There's a whole lot about Trump, all right? I think Donald Trump is the answer. I think Donald Trump is the way. I think Donald Trump is the guy that this country has been waiting for. And I have to tell you this, Phil, and Mother is laughing because she thinks it's very funny. I don't think it's funny at all. And I'm talking about the fact that I've been so committed to the election now of Donald Trump that, you know, I was starting up with Sarah again.
That was your girlfriend.
Yes, it was my girlfriend. I've told Sarah all bets are off. I've got everything on hold. And I have to devote the time.
Look, you know, let me say something to you, Grover.
No, General, because I know what you're going to say. You know, Grover, why don't you come out of the closet? Aren't you queer, this and that? No, I'm not. Okay.
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say, I don't think you're queer. I think you're asexual.
Let's watch it with the Q word, okay?
What?
Don't watch it with the queer word.
That's what gay people use. They use it. Why can't... God damn it.
Just because gay people, they have claimed that word. The same way that black people have claimed the N-word.
Oh, yeah. Here we go with all that stuff. God, all of that gobbledygook, sociologic... I don't, you know.
Yeah, maybe you ought to stop studying some of that stuff.
Oh, get out of here, will you?
Okay, Larry, we're not going to have this argument. So tell me about Trump and forget about whether you have a sex life or not, okay?
Well, it has figured in. And the reason why I had to put it on hold with Sarah is because I am obsessed with Trump. And not to the point where I'm enjoying. Now, here is the thing. I really want to see Donald Trump elected President of the United States. I think he's got a shot.
Boy, you're dreaming, friend.
Hey, General, let me tell you something. For as many people that don't like Trump, there's a hell of a lot of people like him. But I was shocked and I was struck by the fact that the other night, you know, I it's hard to say these things because I know what you people will do, you know?
He was making love to...
Yeah, would you please, Mother? I was kissing Sarah, and we were embracing, and I was kissing with my eyes closed, and when I opened my eyes, God help me, it was Trump. I saw it was Trump's face. I was kissing Donald Trump.
What? What, you see, you're nuts, man.
Oh, no, that doesn't make me nuts.
Larry, come on. You were lip-locking Trump.
No, I was not. It was Sarah. But when I pulled away from her, I saw her hair and her lipstick and her eyeliner.
And her earrings.
And her earrings, but on Trump's face.
And you were hallucinating, man.
No, I wasn't hallucinating, man. No, I wasn't, okay?
Well, what do you call it then? You're telling me that was a very specific...
That's called being too obsessed with a job, that's all.
No, wait. You're kissing this woman. It was your girlfriend, Sarah.
Yes.
Okay. And,
Now, Phil, don't get all heavy, okay? You're not Dr. Laura Klanghanger or whatever the hell her name was.
Her name was Slaginger, right?
It was Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, that Phil thinks he's Dr. Slaminger.
Dr. Schlesinger, man, okay?
What are you, her manager or something, man? What do you give a...
Larry, why don't you just tell Phil that you're lip like you're giving Donald Trump tongue?
Mother, I'm going to lock you in that vegetable bin.
Oh, no, Larry.
Yes, I am. If you don't get out of here, I'm going to lock you back in that vegetable bin.
What are you doing to that woman?
What are you doing to that woman? Margaret, you really need to gargle with something that is, let's say, slippery and...
Okay, man, watch it.
Well, people are giving me a hard time.
So let me ask you something. You're kissing your girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you pulled away, when you opened your eyes, it was her hair, her lipstick, her eyeliner.
Fuck you.
Well, I don't blame him for hanging up.
Oh, come on. You know what? I tried to keep a straight face, and I couldn't.
Well, that's not very fair, though.
What's not fair about it?
Because Mr. Grover was...
That ain't Grover, man. It's Grover.
Well, at least that was Glover.
It's Grover. All right.
You belched.
Yes, I did belch.
Anyway, Mr. Grover, he's trying to do the right thing.
He's trying to do the right thing. Okay, what do you mean?
Because he's involving himself in a political process of the America.
Okay, great. Nobody's got a problem with that. We're questioning the fact that he is so involved in this election, he is so involved in seeing Donald Trump the next president of the United States, that when he was kissing his girlfriend and he pulled away, he said he saw her. Don't you get it, Dickman? This is why we're laughing.
Yeah, he saw her lipstick, her lip... Well...
That sounds like a hallucination.
It does. It does, and I'm frightened for Larry. I truly am.
Are you really, Miss Fenner?
No. All right, Chris Norton's going to be with us. We'll talk to him live from the lofts there in Redondo Beach, where he is having a screening and, I guess, a premiere party for his new adult film produced by Norton Splodes. This will be the first one that is entirely a Norton Splodes production. It's called, was it called Boneyard?
Well, no, it's not Boneyard. That's part of the title. But I think it's called Boneyard. It's got something Boneyard.
Yes, no, I think it is. It's called A Walk in the Boneyard.
Yeah, walk in a Boneyard.
Walk in the Boneyard.
No. Oh, yeah.
What?
What is the name of the movie before I kill somebody?
It's called, Phil, A Walk in Your Bone, not Your Boneyard.
Yeah, Walk in Your Boneyard.
All right, we're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and when we get back, we had better have figured this out.
I have to go and use the ladies' room.
Go ahead, Margaret. We had better figure this out because I'm going to tell you... Could you turn that down, please? We're going to be back... What is up with that?
Sorry.
We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and when we do... Will you
come in or leave?
I forgot my purse.
We're going to be back here on the Phil Hendry Show, and when we do come back,
I'm sorry, it's not me. I'm leaving now.
I'm out now.
And when we come back, it'll be Chris Norton on the world famous Phil Henry Show from his debut of his new movie, A Walk in Your A Walk in Your Boneyard. Don't give me the look, man. I didn't name the movie. World famous Phil Henry Show merchandise on sale now at the Phil Henry Show online store. Check it out. Had a great time today, and I want to remind you guys that episode one of The Science of the Funny is going to be dropping on July 13th.
Oh, that is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one with Dave Koechner. It's the one with Guy Endor Kaiser, Brody Stevens, and Kurt Braunohler. And then that will be dropping on the 13th. And then a week later, we'll come up with episode number two. And what we did with episode two, and we just got done recording that today, we decided that maybe three is better than four. I don't know. I haven't settled on that. We may go back to four.
Well, you get more guys get to talk, right?
Yeah. But we had a great, great panel today. I had David Nuzzy Nussbaum. David is a former podcast host at Decently Funny. He's done a lot of producing and a lot of writing, and he has now joined up with a company that does these holograms. The one that did the Tupac hologram.
Oh, that was the one on stage, where Tupac was on stage?
Yeah, and he was talking to Snoop Dogg. He wasn't talking to him, man. He was rapping to him. Well, they had a conversation, I'm sure.
How could they have a conversation, man, if Tupac is dead?
Well, he's standing there. Damn, man, it ain't the real guy.
Well, don't you understand what a hologram is, Dickman?
All right, never mind. So Dave is in the business of creating these, and they're talking about bringing back, Andy Kaufman.
And what did you think about that?
I thought it was interesting. But we were talking to Matt Besser and Horatio Sanz, two founding lights of Upright Citizens Brigade. And it was really funny, and it was exciting. But I said to David, I think all of us said, well, how about putting Upright Citizens Brigade?
Now, that would be great, but some people that are alive.
Yeah, take them and just beam them into, whatever houses. So we'll see if that happens.
But I don't stand it, man.
Yeah, well, they're not ghosts or anything, right?
You know what? I'm not even going to explain this.
Ghosts? Are you out of your mind, Dickman? Didn't you ever see that Star Trek where they go?
Yeah, it's the holodeck.
Yeah, that's the holodeck, but ain't real. There you go. It ain't real, okay? They're just taking past performances, and they're creating these three-dimensional images, and they are doing their thang, Jack. All right, Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Let's head over to, do you have him on line three? Here is Chris Norton, and I can hear, it sounds like you have probably, Chris, it sounds to me like you have probably gotten, well, is he there or not?
Chris? Hey, Chris. Gonna come up.
Phil, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I was, how you doing?
Okay, so is that, sounds like the party's in full swing, huh?
Well, I'm right now, Mr. Henry, I'm over in the screening room right now, and Dester Baster is here, my father, Xavier Norton is here, my mother, Alessandra. We're very, very proud to have Dester Baster.
Who is Dester? Okay, these names, you know, Dexter Baxter?
Yeah, that's right. Dester Baster is my mother's brother, it's my uncle. And we're not sure, they haven't collated the information or anything yet, but they're pretty sure, or they think they're sure that, hey, Red, turn that down, man, or something, or turn that off, yeah, because it's just, what's up, hey, we think maybe, Mr. Henry, that Dester Baster is related to Meredith Basser Burney, or she's now Meredith Basser.
Yeah, Meredith Burney.
Yeah, but she... No, no, it isn't.
No, it's Meredith. It's Meredith Baxter.
Yeah, Meredith Baxter.
Norton, the...
Just forget it, will you? So, tell me about the movie.
Okay, it's a walk... I took a walk in your backyard late last night, and...
We got the wrong information. We heard it was Walk in Your Boneyard.
No, I told Dickman... God damn, man.
Yo, you said it was Boneyard.
No, I didn't, man. I said I took a walk in your backyard late last night. It's the name of it.
Take a walk in your backyard?
No, man. It goes. It's a long title, but it's a song lyric. Took a walk in your backyard late last night. You know, all the shades was pulling drawn way down tight.
Oh, that's a line from Silhouettes.
Yeah, it's a line from Silhouettes. So I decided what I would do is this is a very tasteful anal.
Oh, for God's sake!
Well, Ms. Gray, I mean, this is what's going. I'm saying it's tasteful. It's tasteful anal. Okay. I think it's excellent taste. And I think you'll enjoy it very, very deeply.
I don't think that you're going to be asking anybody on this crew to go see it.
So you don't want to come see it?
I will not go see it, no. I'm sorry, Chris. I wish you the very best, but no, I will not go see that.
Well, it's great. I mean, I'm not asking you to stay around for anal, you know?
What did you just say?
I'm saying I'm not asking you to stay around for the anal scenes. Those are specific scenes, which I would not ask anybody to stay around for, unless, of course, you want to. You know, if you want, my sister is not going to. Dester Basser isn't. My mother, Alessandra, is not. And Sator isn't either.
Who are these people you're mentioning?
It's my family.
Your family is at the debut of this movie called Took a Walk Late Last Night in Your Backyard?
No. It's called Took a Walk in Your Backyard Late Last Night.
All the shades were pulled, drawn down tight.
No. That's just with the inspiration.
He got the inspiration from the movie, or excuse me, from the song Silhouettes.
Oh, I know that took a walk past your house.
Yeah. Except I took a walk past your backyard late last night.
Okay, so and how do you fit that on a marquee?
Well, the whole thing is, it's called direct-to-video. Oh! Fuck, man.
Hey, watch the language, okay?
Well, I mean, Mr. Henry, I hear you get to say it. Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, it's Dexter Baxter. How are you?
Hi, are you Chris's uncle, right?
Yes, sir. We're enjoying everything. Okay, yeah. He just grabs phones and talks into them. Hey, Uncle Desser. Yeah, there's chips and there's... just 1 second, Phil.
Go ahead. Chris Norton is with his family at the debut of Took a Walk in Your Backyard Late Last...
Yeah, there's chips and there's dip.
Well, Phil, don't laugh. I'm sorry. Took a walk in your backyard late last night.
Yeah, dip and chip. No, there's more than one chip. There's dip, several chips, but I always singularize it, yeah. Yeah, there's dip, there's chip. That's chip. That's my friend Chip. But I know, but you said you want to know where Chip was. I said, that's chip. You want to know where the chip is? The chip's there. Hey, Phil, hold on for a minute.
Hey, Norton, can I ask you something?
Hold on, General. I'm talking to my uncle. Uncle Desser. Yeah. You want to know where the chip is? Right there in that bowl. Oh, you're talking about the guy? He's right over there. Hi, is this? I just want to say hello to my nephew's friends.
Yes, sir. Phil Hendry here.
Great. Okay, he's going over to talk to Chip.
When your uncle asked you where Chip was, you thought he meant potato chips?
Well, I mean, I thought he meant either the Dorito or the tortilla. We have both.
Okay. Well, it's great that you have both.
Well, I mean...
Look, you know, whatever language you speak in your house, I guess it's your family.
Hey, we got a great family. My sister, Xenia, and my mother, Alessandra. Here's my mother, Alessandra. Hey, Mom, you want to be on radio? Hey, Mom, you want to be on radio? Okay. My mom is waiting around for... Took a walk in your backyard late last night. Mom, are you going to stay around for the anal scenes?
Oh, God, you didn't ask your mother that, Chris.
I did. I'm just... No? Okay. My mom is not... Cause she doesn't... My mom understand. She understands what I do, okay?
All right, Chris, can we just do me a favor? Just say, because you're doing the old man a favor here, okay? Don't bring your mother up and your sister and...
Hey, my sister is one of the executive producer. So...
Jeez, what did you say?
I said my sister is executive producer. So, you know...
All right, your sister's an executive producer on Took a Walk Late Last Night in Your Backyard?
That's not the name of... God damn it, Dickman.
I tried to get it the right way.
No, you didn't, man. The name of it...
I know what the name is, Chris. It's I Took a Walk in Your Backyard Late Last Night.
Yes. Or no, it's actually called Took a Walk in Your Backyard Late Last Night. Okay?
Yeah, okay, I got it. Wait, what did Phil say?
He said I took a walk.
Hey, Chris, can I give you a little advice here?
Well, Mr. Henry, I mean, I think I know what I'm doing, you know?
No, let me tell you something. You got to make things, you just got to lay things out pretty simply for people, man. If you give them a big title to a movie, what are they going to remember out of that?
That Phil's saying something very important, Chris. Like, for instance, what if you just called it Took a Walk in Your Backyard?
No. 1,000 times no. If you wanted me to shorten it up, I guess I could call it A Walk in Your Backyard.
There, right there. That'd be fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that's real good, man. Then you miss the whole lyric about late last night.
But so what about late last night?
That's when it happened, man. That's when I took a stroll in her backyard.
Well, isn't that great? Do you want to make sure that everyone knows what time you did that?
I can hear you laughing, Miss Gray.
Of course I'm laughing. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. And no, I would not be up. I would not be willing to go see your movie. I'm very grateful for your success, Chris.
No, you don't care. You really don't. I can tell. You're judging me. You're looking down at me, and you think I'm extremely simple. You think I'm a simple-minded boob, don't you?
Yeah, you got that right. Well, of course, I've never been shy about telling you that. I think you're a mindless boob. I think you're a mindless, nattering imbecile. And I've always felt that way.
Thank you. At least you're honest with me about that.
Well, I wouldn't be anything less, Chris.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much, General.
Yeah, okay. Well, now that you guys are on such good buddy-buddy terms, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show as we talk to Chris Norton about his new movie, Took a Walk in Your Backyard Late Last Night.
Yeah! Now, this is the kind of the scene. This one, I like this. This is world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And Phil will be right back. I want to tell you, of course, that if you would like to subscribe to our emails, or if you want to subscribe to, well, yeah, get the emails, edit.
Yeah, get the email. Be on the email mailing list.
Yeah, get on our email mailing list. Now, the other thing we want you to do is to subscribe to the world-famous Phil Henry Show YouTube channel. It's called The Real Bud Dickman.
That's me.
Yeah, that's him. And then the other thing we want you to do, get a subscription to the website. You cannot be without the world-famous Phil Henry Show, even for a moment. Otherwise, your ass is grass, and I'm the lawnmower. I'm General Galen Shaw. Go ahead and take a run at it.
You know, you sound so badass, General. I just, you're so masculine.
Thank you.
I'm joking.
Oh, get out of here. All right, back here with Chris Norton, and Margaret, I want to tell you, I am so appreciative of you hanging with us. You've got that cold.
Yeah, it was great. Do you want some more tea?
I'm fine, bud. Thank you.
Margaret has a very bad throat, but we're very, very grateful that she's with us.
Miss Gray, I mean, there is a cure if you have a rough throat, but it does involve oral sex.
Yeah, Chris, if you bring that up one more time, I'll get in my car and drive there to the studio where you are. To your party. Are you in a loft?
Yes.
And set fire to the loft. And it will be known worldwide as the big premiere night party that was that burned to the ground, and a crazed woman in her 50s was arrested, and some slinky blonde-haired slob died along with all of his porn stars.
Yeah, and all they found were the oversized jock straps.
Now that is cold shot, man. I mean, that's a super cool shot. And all I said about...
Chris, I don't want your cures for rough throats, thank you.
All right. You know. Anyway.
All right, Chris. And that F word, thanks so much for that.
Well, I'm sitting here. I got a lot of people here. People are lining up. Hey, is everybody here having a good time?
Yay!
See?
Yeah, was one guy having a good time.
Oh, there's more. You just couldn't hear it. Everybody's dancing. We're having a dip. We've got five different kinds of tequilas. We have...
What'd you call it?
Tequila.
It's called tequila.
That's what I said. I don't stutter, man.
Yeah, you don't stutter. You just got, like, six different speech impediments.
Hey, why don't you shut up, man, okay? I'm the guy over here. I'm debuting my own movie tonight. Took a walk out in the backyard late last night.
Yeah. Big deal, man. So you took a walk in her backyard. Do anything else with it?
Shut up, man.
All right, Chris, congratulations on the debut of your film. We're looking forward to it. I'm not going to go see it, but I'm sure a great many will.
All right, well, anyway, Mr. Henry, you are invited to stop by after you get off air tonight. There's a lot of wonderful people here. It is kind of a stream scene, you know. And
it's a what? It's a stream scene?
No, it's very stream.
It's extreme.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, Chris, all the best, buddy. And it's called Took a Walk in Your Backyard Late Last Night.
Took a walka in your backyard late last night.
Oh, come on, Chris.
I'm telling you, took a walka in your backyard late last night.
What does that mean, man?
Oh, my God. You took a walka in your backyard?
Took a walka?
No, I didn't say that, man. I said took a walka in your backyard.
No. He said took a walk in your backyard?
What?
Okay, thanks a lot, Chris. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, you carved up and named it.
What's the name of that movie?
I don't know. I don't speak Norton, okay?
But maybe what you ought to do is get that nut, what's his name, that Harvey Weierman. He speaks three-year-old.
Yeah, get a guy that speaks three-year-old and a guy that speaks Norton.
That's the most worthless languages that there is.
Yeah, there's only two guys know how to speak it. Only two guys that need to know how to speak it.
Well, you got that right.
You know, listening to you guys, I don't know what I'd rather hear. Norton speaking Norton or Harvey speaking three-year-old or listening to you clowns with the whole, you got that right.
What are you trying to say? Oh, get a load of you. You think you're better than us.
Phil, you're not much better than the rest of us.
No, I'm not saying that I am. I'm just saying listening to you guys putting down other people because they babble on, you know.
Oh, I get it. So you think I'm some kind of a babbling boob, is that it?
No. Do me a favor, General. Just relax and forget I even said anything, okay? No, I know naturally you won't. You're probably going to find something wrong with the fact that I just said, hey, I did that, right?
What?
Yeah, okay. Thanks, guys. We will see you for the BSP-only show tomorrow. And, Bud, what's coming up tonight?
Tonight, yeah, it's going to be the BSP chat. So if you're a backstage pass holder, or I mean, you know,
now, if you're holding up, well, back down if you're holding it.
If you're holding a backstage pass, then come on by the website, and then Mr. Henry will be doing a backstage pass chat.
That's right. So, and it'll be on video, too. So if you have that BSP, come on by, and we'll have the video screen up, and we'll have your comments, and we'll chat. We'll talk about all kinds of she-at tonight, 9 o'clock Pacific, at our website, philhenryshow.com.
I'll do it. No, I'm fine. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
And we'd like to thank, we thank our guests, Chris Norton and Larry Grover, for their insightful comments.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, no, that's just...
The Anderson Group.